An Open Letter. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 6, 1905. Dear brethren and sisters, there is a great work to be done in many cities. Just now is the time for a deep, earnest effort to be made in Washington, the capital of our nation. I feel somewhat disappointed that the gifts that are being made toward the work in Washington do not steadily increase. The remarkable developments in the work in Washington, showing the importance of our moving there, should lead the people of God to make their offerings toward the $100,000 fund larger and larger. The present showing should be decidedly different. My brethren and sisters, do not allow the large gifts for the work in Washington to be so few. We thank the givers of the small sums, and we know that there are those who can make larger gifts. The occasion demands that the men of means among us should bestir themselves. Our reputation is at stake. Now is the time for all to act a part. Let our ministers arouse and fully realize the importance of the situation. Let the work in Washington become a matter of the first interest. Let every believer in every place feel called upon to help. Let all feel that the work in Washington belongs to them, and let them do their utmost toward its advancement. Come to the front, my brethren and sisters, with your gifts and offerings. Awake to the responsibilities of the hour. We plead with the Lord to work upon minds and to lead those who have means to realize that now is their time to help liberally in a most important crisis. The Tacoma Park Sanitarium. We have purchased land in Tacoma Park, not for the purpose of building up commercial enterprises, but for the purpose of establishing institutions in which workers may be prepared to go out into the great harvest field. The school has made a humble beginning. A sanitarium must be established there. The ground is ready for the building. Who will now bring their hundreds and their thousands for the help of this enterprise? And let not those who can afford to give but little withhold the smaller sums. Our sanitariums are one of the most successful means of reaching all classes of people. Christ is no longer in this world in person to go through our cities and towns and villages healing the sick. He has commissioned us to carry forward the medical missionary work that He began, and in this work we are to do our very best. Institutions for the care of the sick are to be established, where men and women may be placed under the care of God-fearing medical missionaries and be treated without drugs. To these institutions will come those who have brought disease on themselves by improper habits of eating and drinking. These are to be taught the principles of healthful living. They are to be taught the value of self-denial and self-restraint. They are to be provided with a simple, wholesome, palatable diet and are to be cared for by wise physicians and nurses. Our sanitariums are the right hand of the gospel, opening doors whereby suffering humanity may be reached with the glad tidings of healing through Christ. In these institutions, the sick may be taught to commit their cases to the great physician, who will cooperate with their earnest efforts to regain health, bringing to them healing of soul as well as healing of body. There is most precious missionary work to be done in our sanitariums. In them, Christ and the angels work to relieve suffering caused by bodily disease. And the work is by no means to stop there. The prayers offered for the sick and the opening of the scriptures to them give them a knowledge of the great medical missionary. Their attention is called to him as the one who can heal all disease. They learn about the great gift of eternal life which the Lord Jesus is longing to bestow on those who receive him. They learn how to prepare for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those that love him. If I go away, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 3. In the Word of God, there are gracious promises from which those who are suffering, whether in body or in mind, may receive comfort and hope and encouragement. The plan to provide institutions for the proper care of the sick originated with the Lord. He has instructed His people that these institutions should be established. With them are to be connected intelligent, God-fearing physicians who know how to treat the sick from the standpoint of the skillful Christian physician. These physicians are to be earnest and active, serving the Lord in their activity. They are to remember that they are working in the place and under the oversight of the great physician. They stand as guardians of the beings that Christ has purchased with His own blood, and it is therefore essential that they be governed by high, noble principles, carrying out the will of the divine medical missionary who is ever watching over the sick and suffering. He who is set as a guardian of the health of the sick should understand by experience the soothing power of the grace of Christ, so that to those who come to Him for treatment, He can impart in words the uplifting, health-giving power of God's own truth. A physician is not fit for medical missionary work until he has gained a knowledge of Him who came to save perishing, sin-sick souls. If Christ is his teacher, if he has an experimental knowledge of the truth, he can hold up the Savior before the sick and dying. The sick note carefully the looks and words and acts of their physician, and as the Christian physician kneels beside the bedside of the sufferer, asking the great physician to take the case into his own hands, an impression is made upon the mind of the sick one that may result in the saving of his soul. A sanitarium building is to be erected at Tacoma Park that this work may be carried forward. Will not those who have means feel it a privilege to give something toward this work, that the needed fund may soon be raised? The Lord will certainly bless those who will cheerfully return to Him His own. Doors that were once fast closed are now opening wide for the entrance of our workers. I call upon our people, while the way is open, to do earnest work, to rally round the standard, to answer the call that has been made for the completion of the $100,000 fund. Come up to the help of the Lord against the mighty. This work is the Lord's, and He calls upon those who have means to place it in the treasury for the advancement of His work. Send in your offerings for the buildings to be erected at Tacoma Park. We are praying that the money buried in lands and houses may now be called in, because it is the Lord's money, and He needs it. It is to our honor to send in large and small sums, so that, when the next General Conference shall assemble, we can say that the fund needed has been raised. We call upon those who have invested money in worldly interests to withdraw it and place it in the Lord's cause where it is now greatly needed. Show your gratitude to God by the liberality of your offerings. Thus you may give evidence that you appreciate the mercies of the gospel. To the workers in Washington, I would say, we have faith, my brethren and sisters, that if you will walk humbly with God, you will see of His salvation. It is the desire of my heart that you shall know the power of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have an all-sufficient helper. He understands our weakness and our needs. Let there be fasting and prayer. Let self be humbled. Let the heart be cleansed from all impurity. Confess your sins and plead with God day and night for the victory.